This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
You're listening to BetQL Daily with Joe Ostrowski, Joe Giglio, and Aaron Hawksworth from BetQL.
Welcome back, BetQL, right here on the BetQL Network. Joe O, Joe G, Aaron Hawksworth with you on a Tuesday. It's time for Lightning Bets, our favorite plays for tonight. We have hockey, we have basketball, and of course, we have a big slate of Major League Baseball. Joe, what are you starting with?
All right. I try to make a case for backing off of Dylan Cease, but I'm not going to do that once I saw 7.5 and the juice wasn't that bad at one spot. So I'm going to go Cease over 7.5. As long as you're not laying an incredible amount of juice and as long as you don't have to go up to 8.5, I don't have a problem with that. Dodgers, not going to overthink it with this pitching matchup of Josiah Gray against Walker Buehler. The run line is minus 130. That is a five-star best bet, and I agree with the BetQL model today. So I'm going to roll with the Dodgers -1.5 at Washington, batting 9 times. Yeah, I'm not too concerned about that one. And in the NBA, I do think the Warriors close it out. I don't love the spot here. You know, when I hear players and coaches talking about how the series is already over, I would play the Warriors, but I do like Bullock over 2.5 made threes more because the guy's shooting 9 a game in this series. And as a team, they're shooting 33%. So we've only got to make 33% as long as the volume's still there. So go Bullock over 2.5 made threes for the Mavericks since they're at home. Somebody's got to make some of these shots here at some point in the series. Wiggins, I could see over 16.5, but I'll stick with Bullock as my favorite player prop from that game.
All right.
Wow, we're thinking very similar. So I did Bullock over 2.5 threes. I figured, you know, if he's going to do that, then you might as well just bet over 10.5 points for Bullock as well. And then I found the 16.5 on DraftKings over 16.5 for A. Wiggins. And in the baseball.
The baseball.
Dodgers first half run line, -0.5. It's minus 134. And I'm doing a 3-leg parlay because I'm addicted to parlays.
It's May.
Dodgers money line, Yankees money line, Twins money line. It's plus 218. And I've got Brewers first half run line as well. It's plus 108.
The Bo Brisky fade, they call that. Fade and Bo Brisky as we make our list of pitchers, the LOL list. Okay, here's what I have for tonight. We'll start with the NBA. I will be on the Warriors money line to close this thing out. Steph Curry over 27.5 points, and I will put the 29-1 on Andrew Wiggins to win the Western Conference Finals MVP. Let's just do that before we lose that number in this series end. So 29-1. Andrew Wiggins. And I will also be on for baseball, Braves money line as they even up the series against the Phillies. And we'll go over 3.5 for Milwaukee Brewers total runs. The Blake Snell fade, we'll call that there. And I will save my home run prop, which I've already kind of teased for a couple minutes from now. Paul, what do you got?
So my play of the day is this Brewers over 3.5 team total runs. The Blake Snell fade. In memoriam, Jake.
Should I mention why my other reason for fading Blake Snell? If you watch Ozark, he's part of the Snell family. If he's related to Darlene Snell.
Hail Snells. Get out of here. Get the
Snell. What happened to them? They poison each other. That was a couple seasons back, so whatever.
So before you may go on, Paul, you said in memoriam for Jake. Jake's still alive as far as we know, right?
Yeah. Well, yeah. Okay. He's carrying the torch for him.
It was wishful thinking on Paul's part.
Wow.
I mean, Dave has just done a really great job with these opens the last couple of days.
Dave is crushing it.
I mean, we're Wally Pipping him now. Now we're actually Lou Gehrig him. He's going to be out.
Go ahead, Paul. Love you, Jake. And we'll also do the first five over 1.5 against our guy, Blake Snell. Doing this again, I know it's a marquee pitching matchup, but you can get over 5.5 in the Marlins-Rays game at -150. So maybe it's a 2-1 game, but at that price, with that over 5.5, I've got to play that. Our guy, Ke'Bryan Hayes, got to do it. Total bases, though, over 1.5 total bases, +120. Did it yesterday. He's an extra base. He's a get-on-base machine. Just not a home run guy. And then I'll get to my home run prop.
I'm Trey Wingo.
And I'm Kevin Frazier. We're teaming up on a new weekly sports podcast from Wondery, Alternate Routes.
As former SportsCenter anchors and current sports obsessives, we're consumed by all the what-if questions that make being a sports fan so excruciatingly fun.
If you're like us, then you also live and die on the fallout from every drop pass, busted draft pick, and game-changing play.
Or play call.
Intercepted at the goal line by Malcolm Butler.
Sorry, Marshawn, still too soon. Each week on Alternate Routes, we'll take a flashpoint in sports, break down what actually happened, then explore every alternate scenario and the ripple effects it would have caused.
Follow and listen to Alternate Routes on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
I mean, the possibilities are limitless, Kevin.
What if Portland drafted Michael Jordan?
What if the NBA never vetoed the Chris Paul trade to the Lakers?
That's a butterfly effect for real.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
You know, he is a unique hitter, Ke'Bryan Hayes. Like, he has a .377 on base. He has 11 doubles. Like, there is something
he's
to him.
It's just
he doesn't hit home runs. That's the thing about him always popping up in the home run props is he just doesn't hit home runs.
It's like Paul Aspen in high school. Gaps, not homers, basically.
Is that
What about Paul Aspen tonight? Is it Tuesday? Right?
Oh, no, that's
It was last night.
Oh, wait.
Yeah. Got moved down in the order a little bit.
Told you. I called that.
Moved down in the order.
Bases loaded. First at bat. Two outs. Dribbler to third. So not great.
Okay, so was that a force out at third? What did they do?
Yeah.
Oh, but you put the ball in play. Like, you saw the Dodgers game ended Sunday. Ball in play. Good things can happen.
That's what I tell the kids. It's not Little League, though. These are adults.
Well, you know what? BP, man. BP was hitting some ropes, getting some good loft, and then
you had batting practice?
What did you I mean, Shane was running. Shane takes this very seriously, I'll have you know.
So, I know.
I mean, from what I hear, he was crushed that they lost the championship last year. So, yeah, we also roll like 25 deep. So you get like maybe two at-bats a game. So
25?
Yeah.
You guys are like the Giants. Like you rotate the whole bench in the seventh inning. Platoon yeah. advantage. What? Yeah.
Oh my god. It's like 20 god. People.
So it's not like my team. Everybody on my team bats, whether you're playing the field or not.
Some people may get dude. One at bat if that, yeah.
So maybe and like you can blame your struggles on a lack of reps. Like you need your reps. Four ABs. Yeah.
Yeah. You can't find a rhythm.
How do you have 25 on a roster for softball?
I'd be drinking in the dugout with that type of scene. Yeah.
Things warm up a little bit. That might be more. You know what? It's been a good run, but maybe we'll just post up here with a cooler. Instead, on a Monday. I wish it was Paul's like a already, Thursday.
We're two games in. Paul's talking about quitting the team.
Wait, did you have another at bat? I don't know if we got to the other at bat.
Yeah, yeah. It was like I'll call it an infield single. It was a close play. It was a close play at first, but beat it out.
Throw my would the official scorer call it an infield single? Or?
I'd probably call it a fielder's choice and an error. But
okay. Yeah. All right. Yeah.
You guys win? Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's the other thing. We're blowing teams out. So, you know, we're not even getting through seven innings.
Wow. Oh, so you've been fading into the background. It's okay.
So what is Shane worried about? Who's your competition? When do you play them?
I don't know. I didn't dive that much into it. I haven't gotten the full season scouting report. I know.
Paul's just trying to get the ball in the outfield before he dives into the rest of the league.
Paul's taking it one game at a time. He doesn't want to see the schedule.
Yeah.
No, I'm not looking ahead. One game at a time. We've got Memorial Day off next week. Yeah, it's perfect.
It's like when NFL players say they don't even know who they play a month from now. Like they just like they know who they play the next week. Okay.
By the way, this league goes about as long as the NFL season. It goes to at least Labor Day. Yeah, so this is an all summer thing. So
Labor Day.
Yeah.
No more out of country trips for you.
With a 25-person roster, he'd be fine to go.
Let's go back to the quitting the team part of it. It might just be the last sort of.
Paul goes in to Shane demanding more playing time, top of the order. Otherwise, I'm out of here.
Yeah. And Shane's probably like, all right, cool. Take your stuff. See ya. Thanks.
Thanks, Paul. Appreciate it.
It's been real.
Yeah. Did you give all your plays?
Yes, except for the home run, but we'll go around.
David had some plays today. David, what's up?
What's going on, guys? I'll make it quick. I don't like anything in the NBA game today, other than I'm going to take the under total. In the NHL, I've got Calgary Flames money line. In Major League Baseball, I'm going A's versus Mariners over 7 and Mets plus 110 versus the Giants.
Chris Bassett, Logan Webb, good stuff. David on the Mets today. You see how the Mets they had a position player that was pitching for the Giants last night. That game got out of hand. This is like the third time in the last 2 weeks I'm watching position players pitch. I'm like, I got to turn the TV off and go to bed. It's 1 o'clock in the morning.
Whose house is getting the screaming? I know it's not David. He's in the studio.
Are we sure? You know, that might have been David.
Well, I do know some people that are in the office over there, so there's a possibility of the score.
I'd imagine.
Shane yelling about our lineup.
Yeah. It's not me. I don't have anyone here to do
that. I love it. It's always the last segment, whether it was Joe's dog or a kid running wild. Yeah.
Listen, everyone's hungry.
Siren
coming
down the street.
Listen. Everyone, the sirens are up for our home run props, which we're going to get to right now. All right. Aaron, are we on it together? Is it the Matt Olson?
It's Matt Olson. He's Gibson's allowed 10 earned runs in his last three starts. Olson is 8-for-16 in his career against Gibson, with three of those hits being homers. So
he owns them.
Let's go.
Olson plus 400 home run today. Aaron and I are on the same. I mean, she's become the May leader of home run.
You would be tailing my baseball bets.
I know.
Wow.
I mean, after you saying put the standings up, I might as well.
You should call the prop queen. Nobody does that in this space.
I think someone does.
Queen, princess. It's like you've got to be royalty. It's for everybody. All right.
I'm the pauper when I can't hit a home run for a month.
That's me. I like that play. I was thinking about making it a show play, but I'm going to go elsewhere because, you know, I brought a player up and this player's a Philly. So what happens? Joe G trashes him like he does every player. He talks positive about all these other teams, all these other players he likes. But if you're on the Phillies, you stink.
Because I watch them every day, and it bother me. Go ahead.
JT Realmuto has a couple of bombs against Fried, and he's plus 850. So I'm going to go with Realmuto a little off the board there at that number.
I'm going to play Astros roulette against Zach Plesac, who's allowed a home run each of his last four games. He's bottom 20 in home run fly ball rate. Yuli Gurriel plus 570. Only has three on the year, but taking a shot there. Deeper number.
Paul's Astros roulette. He's going to be so upset tomorrow when it's five Astros and not Gurriel.
He can't help himself with Houston teams.
I know.
Yeah, and Ke'Bryan Hayes.
My good memories down there.
We got to get you a Ke'Bryan Hayes jersey. It needs to hang behind you as like the backdrop.
If he can hit, once he goes on this home run tear that is coming, it will. Just rolling over home run props.
Ke'Bryan Hayes is going to go into September with zero. Pause me. Listen, this is the month. This is when it all starts.
Regression.
That's right. All right, everyone have a great day. If you're listening, stay tuned for Jimmer. If you're watching, stay tuned for the Daily Tip right here on the BetQL Network.
These Joes are helping you bet like a pro. It's Joe Ostrowski, Joe Giglio, and Aaron Hawksworth on BetQL Daily from BetQL.